So freedom colon frozen in time.
Okay. Cool. And is that in reference to Frozen the movie?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
Yes. We have heard rumor that there might be a large processing plant that is working on a float that has a huge block of ice that has all kinds of things frozen in it, from fish to other things. And so should be a really cool parade.
Okay. So you're encouraging people to think along those lines.
Yes.
Okay. Absolutely. Movie. Heidi, it's 3 days of events that you've been putting together? Or?
3 whole days, yes. Okay. Busy days. So Thursday, we start with our community center celebration, and we'll be closed all day till 5. So from 5 to 8, we will have that celebration, and we will be having all of our bounce houses up. We will be having a little dance party in the fitness court, and we will have our dive-in movie going, as well as we will be serving cake.
Okay. Yep, we also have the sumo suits out, oh, right. The rock sumo climbing suits. Wall. So, I mean, it's totally free. We just want the community to be able to come out, enjoy the community center, and be able to just get right into the mood of the 4th of July.
Okay, is that for all ages?
Or? All ages. Okay. Bring your families out.
Okay, cool.
Yep. We're expecting a lot of those adults to come run on the bounce houses.
That sounds like fun. Friday, there's a lot of events that second day, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, Friday, I mean, we're going to kick it off with a couple of oldies but goodies, ones that we're kind of bringing back. We're going to start with a gunny sack race and then also a pie eating contest right down the middle of Main Street. And so those are totally free events, ones that we just want, really, those are just going to be our photo events, you know what I mean? The events that everybody wants to see photos of, especially after all the guys and gals smash their faces into pies and try to eat them as fast as possible. And so that'll be a fun event in the morning, and then we'll roll into like the Scrapfish Derby, the 5-alarm go-kart race, which is put on by the volunteer firefighting department, which we really appreciate their help and their desire to really pitch in and help out with the 4th of July. Then we've got the blindfold rowboat race, the herring toss.
Which the herring toss is different than at Mayfest.
Tell me more. What's different?
So at the herring toss at Mayfest, we do it on land downtown, and the herring toss for 4th of July is down Middle Harbor, and they will be throwing the herring into the buoy.
Yep. For accuracy.
Yes.
Right.
Okay, instead
absolutely.
Of distance.
Yep.
Okay.
So we've got points for if you can skip it off the buoy, if you put it inside the buoy. I've actually seen some pretty tricky shots. We had a kid last year that actually skipped it across the water, and then it went inside the buoy. Well, we should have given him extra points for that one.
Yeah, right. He should have just taken it off.
This time has some skilled herring tossers.
That's yes. Right, absolutely. And then after that one, we have the blindfold rowboat race, which is always a fun event. You grab a partner, and then you get blindfolded, and you try to row wherever your partner tells you to go. And it's always a lot of fun to watch.
That's also in Middle Harbor?
Middle Harbor as well. Yep. And then we move up towards Keto's Cave area, where we'll be having the Mattingly Electric rib cook-off. And so all we're asking people to do is just to make a rack of ribs, bring them down. We've got 3 awards to give away. We've got the blue ribbon ribs, we've got the most unique, and then the tender rack. And so, and each one of those prizes has sweet prizes.
There's money prize as well as the trophy.
Yeah,
that is being displayed right now at Keto's.
Okay. Yeah. The blue ribbon ribs gets $150 cash. The huge trophy, which it's about 3 foot tall.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not 3 foot tall.
Who's the defending champ right now?
Oh, well.
I'll put you on the spot.
Yes.
Embarrassingly enough, it's Donnie's dad.
Which is funny about that is because Amy Marsh has this amazing rib recipe. And my dad used Amy's rib recipe. He made a few changes and put a little North Carolina barbecue sauce in it. But Amy also put her ribs in. And my dad got the blue ribbon ribs, and Amy got the tender rack ribs. But knowing full well that my dad used her recipe, I was like, don't talk to me. I wasn't the judge, I promise.
It's all in the execution, though. Right?
That's right.
And I believe the year before that was Kyle Roundtree.
Hotly contested.
It is.
Cool.
And yeah, we're not asking for a lot. I mean, it's $10 to enter, and then you just bring a rack of ribs, and then we've got about 5 to 6 judges that, try each individual rack, and it really is just a fun time.